A couple of days ago, Twitter announced it was buying a firm called Bluefin Labs. Bluefin makes its money by analysing what people are saying about TV shows on social media and then selling that analysis to the networks. It sounds like something worth paying for because it offers both qualitative and quantitative data. Of course, the networks already get quantitative data from ratings, which tell them how many people were watching, where they live, what demographic they're in. But there's so much more than that on many people's social media sites. And the comments about shows, contestants, stars, formats are a form of qualitative data, which is grist to the mill for the TV networks. To walk us through all this, I'm joined by technology writer Still Garion. Welcome back, Still.
Good evening, Richard.
How big a deal is this?
I think it's pretty big because there's really two angles to that. One is that Twitter is still trying to work out how to make some money. And I can put some numbers on that if you like. But the second one is, despite all of the decline of television we hear about, still most people spend hours per day watching television, and that's where the big money is. So for Twitter to do something that they might sell at a very high-priced TV, sure, this could be a good income stream. Probably better than a whole lot of really annoying little advertising tweets.
They spent more than $100 million, I think, buying this. So yeah. They must think it's worth it. What's the value of the comments? What I just referred to as it's basic, but it is basic sort of qualitative data, isn't it?
Well, it's beyond that. I mean, we've obviously got the fact that the heavier users of Twitter are revealing quite a lot about themselves. Maybe what they eat and drink, certainly who their friends are, what sporting teams they follow, and so on. What music they're listening to. What political views they have, all of which is much, much more detailed stuff that you can get than you can get from like a formal survey where you're just filling in 20 questions. And it's in real time. So you find out not just that they're really annoyed with President Obama, but they're annoyed with him today as a result of the news they've seen today. So you've got that. Plus, Bluefin Labs are business, if you like. I mean, they're not just counting up the numbers. They were spun out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Media Lab. They've got 15 years of research behind them in semantic analysis, that is, analysing the meaning of words. So with that kind of background, they're probably going to be able to tell even when someone's sarcastic and you go, oh, well, I watched My Kitchen Rules last night and weren't they terrific? Now, that's not a compliment.
No, it's not. And so, it has to be said that a lot of people are watching My Kitchen Rules, and I dare say there's a lot of chatter on social media about them.
Oh, yes. I mean, it is. And, I mean, I get to the point where I have to filter it out because for popular TV programs, your Twitter stream can be absolutely dominated by commentary about what's on TV.
This is this phenomenon where people are watching TV and in their hand they have a device. And they're saying what they think.
Yeah, the buzzwords here are social TV and the second screen. Social TV is this idea that while you're watching TV, you are communicating with other people watching the same program via social media. Now, Twitter is ideal for this because it's short messages, it's fast, it's real time, but it does happen on Facebook as well.
So you can get, if you're paying for this research, you can get a kind of minute-by-minute analysis of what people like and what they don't like.
That's right. Now, whether the television networks have the infrastructure to be able to adapt what they're doing in real time, well, that's another thing again. And if people want to dig out something fun to watch, there was a 1980s telemovie called Max Headroom, which was all about the real-time analysis of that. Oh, yes, that was where they went down even to the thing called the blipvert, which was the micro-advertisement, a compressed semantic bloody head. That's another story. But the analysis of what you're doing in real time is important. And Bluefin Labs is doing that. They're analysing the content of the TV programs across more than 100 local TV stations in the United States. And from my reading of it, what they're doing is they're analysing the content of the TV programs. And does that mean even down to local news?
Does it mean... ads, because I've been thinking programs. I'm a program maker, and this is the ABC. We don't do ads.
That's right.
But I'm thinking, you know, we've just had the Super Bowl, the biggest ad fuss of the year in America. Lots of ads are debuted. Some of them debuted online just beforehand. I imagine that people are responding to ads as much as they're responding to programming.
Absolutely. And you can see that in the Twitter feed while commercial TV program is on, particularly on a Sunday night when in an Australian TV terms, Sunday nights are when the new ads come out. And again, it's in that prime time. It's in like the finals of the reality TV show combined with the ads.
I am surprised that nobody apart from Bluefin has been doing this.
Well, it's kind of there. I mean, Nielsen, who of course do the TV ratings, just last month in December, they announced that they were doing a thing called the Nielsen Twitter TV ratings. Now, we think of the TV ratings purely in those raw numbers terms that, you know, so many people of what age and what income level. But you know, Nielsen does buy data from elsewhere, and all of these companies that do these analytics are you know, buying and selling data to each other to build up profiles of their listeners. So, you know, they're complementary kind of things, but I think it's very interesting that in the case of Bluefin, Twitter has decided to plonk down $100 million to bring it within the fold and make it something that they own and they can sell.
It does, doesn't it? I want to ask you about a pretty small operation that's Australian, I think, TweeVTV.
TweeVTV, yes.
Now, this is almost the other end of this pipe, isn't it?
That's right. And anyone who's watched a program like the ABC's Q&A on television, where tweets are put live to air during the program, TweeVTV is a service that will facilitate that for you. So they provide a filtered version of the Twitter feed, so you automatically, any of the tweets that are hashtagged Q&A, they come in. It automatically filters out those with language unsuitable for television, and then they go to a production assistant who then selects just a quick, yes, that one, this one, to create a short list, and then the producer or director can decide from that short list which ones to punch up to air at which time.
That is fascinating. But it makes me think that because we're encouraged to do this, especially on programs like Q&A are about audience participation, but also My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, they're getting 20,000, 30,000 tweets per program.
So this is in a way not probably imagined. It's bringing back that big event TV, isn't it? It's where idea of everyone sitting down, not together, but doing the same thing again.
It is, and it's quite interesting to watch. You know, it wasn't all that long ago that all of the technically literate people, you know, wouldn't be seen dead making sure they were home at exactly 9:29 p.m. to watch a specific television program. Now they want to be, because otherwise, if they're not, they see the conversation exploding on Twitter around them, and they're feeling left out. They're going to be spoiled. They're not, you know, they want to see the politician mocked or whatever it might be.
Just very briefly still, how much does this purchase decide Twitter's future? Because there's been an internal kind of war about that, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, you know, there were two camps within Twitter, one that just wanted to be a comms company and then people would build services around it, and another which wanted to make it a media company. The media company won. They've got, you know, it's small bickies maybe, who knows? This is the problem.
Watch this space.
Watch this space, thanks. Absolutely, Richard.
Thanks very much for joining me. That's still Gary in. That's about it for us, actually. Remember the website, abc.net.au/Radio National. You can pod or listen again or find out more. My thanks to producer Carla Slavin, sound engineer Paul Gough. Coming up next on RN, it's breakfast.